After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." That's Luke 10, verses 1 and 2, and we are continuing our journey through the Gospels. Thanks for joining us. All around you, there are people living without Jesus. Most are good people doing their best to balance marriage and parenting and work and little time for themselves. They have long nights with newborns, challenges with teens, and responsibility for aging parents. They live with joy and sadness, dreams and dread, excitement and anxiety. And deep inside, they have a God-shaped void in their hearts. All around you, people are living without Jesus. You have the answer to their most pressing need. You know how Jesus changed your life, and you know what it means to have a personal relationship with the living God. You know how the certainty of eternity brings a sense of calm and a contentment through tough times. You know the way to a saving faith. All around you are people living without Jesus. Harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few, Jesus said. It's time to be one of the workers. It's time to share the good news with confidence and courage. C.H. Spurgeon said, "The gospel is like a caged lion. It doesn't need to be defended. It simply needs to be let out of the cage." It's time for believers to open the cage and let the gospel out. Father, give me opportunities to share the message of Jesus to all those you have placed in my life. Give me courage and confidence to let the lion out of the cage. In Jesus' name, amen.